Finally, let's talk about Urban Outfitters. That company also reporting its numbers here. And here, if you look at the numbers, as that stock also falls by about 12%. I'm just digging through them here. Again, it looks like sales beat estimates overall here. I'm looking at the different product lines. The Urban Outfitters namesake brand may have fallen a bit short of estimates. Anthropologie as well. Free People was a little bit stronger for the company. Also, if you look at gross margin here, 34.5%, that seems to be a little bit ahead of estimates, but maybe the Urban Outfitters and Anthropologie in particular weakness versus estimates may be responsible for the drop here.
Sad moment for me in when I was walking the mall this past weekend, Julie. Walked past an Urban Outfitters and realized I'm probably too old for most of the stuff in the store. That was really tough for me to take and something I'm still mentally digesting. But nonetheless, I would say this quarter is deserved. This market reaction, I should say, is deserved here for Urban Outfitters. Conference call last night talked a lot about the company not being able to get the amount of inventory they need to meet consumer demand. It's great if you have consumer demand, you have people that are younger than me going into these stores buying stuff. That's all great. But if they leave disappointed and holding no bags, that is not a good thing. And I think you're seeing the street come out here, take these estimates down, and that's the right move.